Welcome back to the How to Podcast series. It's Dave. I hope you're doing well. I'm getting people sending me messages, which I love, that they found the show on Spotify or whatever app they're listening on. And they're like, wait a minute, what is this podcast all about? Yeah. Hi, welcome. If you're new here, we have been holding a space for you the entire time. There's a chair right over there. Have a seat. Join us. Glad that you're here. We are getting started today. And what I like to do is when I find resources, when I find things that stand out to me, and I'm thinking, oh, MG, I would love to share this with you so that you have this on your desk or in your ears. And for me, it is a book that I found as an audiobook. And then I went out and bought the hardcover. Now I've got both. And I wanted to share with you. And if you've seen the title of the episode, you already know what it is. So you've jumped ahead. You've scored extra bonus points. But here we go. A resource for you in your podcast journey that I would really suggest you take a look or listen to here on the How to Podcast series. Here we go. When a new resource comes across my desk or comes across my email or whatever, and I find this new resource and I'm excited because I got to tell you about it. You're like my pod buddy, and we get to share this stuff together. It is the NPR's Podcast Startup Guide. I'm holding the book here in my hands. Nice sound effects, Dave. And it is a hardcover book. But for me, I started with the audio version of the book. And I found it to be hilarious, very punny, which I love. I'm a punny person. And quite intriguing to listen to as an audiobook. Again, so much that I went and bought the hardcover book. So now I have it as well for my library because there's so much in here that I'd love to dig deeper into. And maybe portions of this will feed its way into our podcast discussions. But a great resource, a link in the show notes if you want to go out to Amazon and get it. I don't make anything from these links, so there's no need to tell you that I'm going to get money from you. They're just there for your reference. So if you're interested, I definitely suggest the audiobook. If you're not a big reader, but if you want to hold the book, you want to make notes in the book, you want to use it as a reference, then I would suggest buying the hardcover as well. Again, I got it. I love it. It's a great book. So I would definitely suggest it to you. But here's a little clip from the audio version, which you can also hear online when you go to Audible, and it gives you a little sample of the book. And again, you'll kind of get a little sense of what I'm talking about. It's fun. It's a fun audiobook to listen to, and it covers a lot around podcasting. So without further ado, here we go.
Whoever you are, whatever you love, there's a podcast for you. More every day. Sports fan, knitting obsessive, culture vulture, armchair psychologist, political junkie, science nerd, foodie, left-handed Bolivian dental hygienist, give it time. You name it, there's a podcast about it. Podcasting's growth has been nuts, and it's continuing. In 2019, the New York Times counted more than 700,000 podcasts in existence, with 2,000 to 3,000 new shows appearing every dang month. Now, that's according to podcast hosting service Blueberry, B-L-U-B-R-R-Y, which, like so many other online services, has no use whatsoever for the letter E, which is how you know it's got its finger on the pulse, P-U-L-S. That same year, podcasting reached a major milestone when an infinite dial study by Edison Research and Triton Digital found that more than 50% of Americans ages 12 and over said they had ever listened to a podcast. Podcasts are booming because they speak to our collective obsession with wanting to know stuff. The faster the better, we're busy. And to enjoy stuff, being busy can be stressful, we need downtime. Podcasts make these leaps in knowledge and pleasure available in the time it takes to tuck in earbuds, while freeing our eyeballs and hands to do other things. We listen while we commute, work out, walk the dog, cook, or drift off to sleep. But there's another growth curve. Hundreds of thousands of us are transforming our love of listening to podcasts into creating them. Maybe you're listening to this audiobook because you've got an idea or a message that's important to you. Maybe friends or family have said you should do a podcast. Maybe you want to explore audio storytelling, or maybe you heard that podcasts can help your business. Read, maybe your boss called you into their office and said, you know, cereal? Why can't we do that? But, you know, for restaurant supply sales. We've got to move these salt shakers, Jenkins. Or words to that effect. Most of us who love podcasts haven't thought too much about what goes into making them. They're just there for us. We wake up, open our phone, and our favorite podcasts are downloaded and waiting. But a lot of steps happen between the seed of an idea and the polished, finished, or unpolished, unfinished. That's kind of the charm, too, sometimes, as we'll discuss. product. With so many people getting into podcasting, quality varies hugely. Too hugely. Sure, the barrier to entry in podcasting is low, like very low. So low it's making a divot in the carpet. If you got a mic and a laptop, you can create a successful podcast, right? Wrong. Execution matters. Poor sound quality, sloppy or non-existent editing, undercooked storytelling, and a host of other issues render many, okay, most, podcasts unsustainable and unlistenable. The barrier to entry may be low, but the learning curve is steep. Sit down with any podcaster and you'll hear stories from the trenches, from forgetting to hit the record button to learning with slow dawning horror that the one interview subject they built an episode around dried up somewhere between the juicy pre-interview and the guarded, dull as dishwater recording session. While any project worth undertaking has challenges, many of the most common stumbling blocks, blind alleys, rabbit holes, and curveballs are avoidable if you know the questions to ask yourself first. That's what this book's about. Setting your sights on quality is crucial in a crowded marketplace where audiences will move on if they aren't instantly hooked by a story. And every podcast out there is jostling for attention, for listeners clicking, downloading, and sharing in the merciless algorithmic mosh pit called the internet. Consider this. Typically, 20 to 35% of a podcast episode's audience drops out in the first 5 minutes. Getting and keeping audience attention is serious business. You have to give the podcasting thing your best shot to avoid the dreaded, all-too-common petering out phenomenon that some have labeled pod fade. You and I, however, will not be calling it pod fade because, come on. I'm here to help. I want to share what we at NPR know about keeping people listening. This book is the definitive go-to guide on how to podcast, powered by NPR's decades of experience, expertise, and acclaim in the audio space. Yeah, I know audio space. Last time. Promise. I'll share proven strategies from nurturing the glimmerings of an idea to getting your audience to hit play. You'll learn how to figure out the best structure and format for your podcast, storytelling techniques that hook listeners, important fundamentals on scheduling, budgeting, and legalities. No nodding off, it's important. The do's and don'ts for recording and editing, and the nuts and bolts for the launch and distribution of the final product. Some of this book's information has been adapted from materials developed by the NPR training team, which includes our wide-ranging catalog of tips and tricks for audio journalism and storytelling. But you'll get a lot more than that. How do the pros open a story in a compelling way that makes listeners stick around? What advice do they have for aspiring podcasters? You'll find insights from some of the most respected names in the NPR and podcasting universe, plus wisdom from our producers, writers, editors, sound technicians, and project managers who know what it takes to get a podcast done and done. To be clear, the goal here isn't for you to sound like NPR. It's to outfit you with the questions to ask yourself based on the hard-won lessons we've learned over the years that will make you sound like you. Because that, at the end of the very long day, is what your podcast must and should be. Your voice, your passion, your story.
Yeah, so it's a great book. The one thing that I love about it is it really breaks everything down right from the beginning all the way through. Every possible question you might have around podcasting, it's all in here. The only thing I would say to a new podcaster without a team of 20 working for you is that you're going to have to do everything in this book on your own. So some of it leans heavily into a group setting where you have a team. You'll hear a lot of mentions in this book or the audiobook around your team. Now, I look around my room right now and I have a cat and myself. So that's my team for my podcast. And the cat's not that helpful, to be quite honest. She's not even going to look at me. She's got her back to me right now. So I'm a team of one. And when you're a team of one, you do it all. And this book, again, leans towards having a large team of many, many people who do many, many tasks to make many, many things happen. So keep that in mind as kind of a filter as you go through this, that there's going to be some things in here that they say you just give to your editor, or they say give to your audio person or to your social media person. You're all of those things when you're starting your own podcast as a hobby podcaster like myself. And you just need to keep that in mind, that there's some of this stuff you're going to have to kind of adapt to yourself. What I love is it really kind of breaks down the recording process. They talk about copyright. They talk about music in your podcast. They talk about so much around storytelling, everything from the type of microphone you use to the type of headphones to use. There's so much in here. And I just love that there's the book, the hardcover book, which I have right here. It gives you lots of room to make notes. There's lots of great resources and links as well. So you can listen to the audio version on Audible or go and jump into the book. I like the combination of both, to be quite honest. I think that it's nice to be able to see what they're referring to, and it complements each other really well. So I did both. I bought the audio version, which I can play back anytime I want. And then I have the hardcover book, again, because it's really good to have this in my hands as a point of reference. I can grab it off the shelf. I would say this is a good addition to your podcast library for you to keep on hand and for you to learn, because there's going to be stuff in here that you really will be helpful for to you on your podcast journey as well. But again, great book. It's really good to help you create, launch, and grow your podcast on any budget. And it's got some great insights for you. So I wanted to share with you so you had this as a resource. And if you have any questions about it or anything that's in the book or the audio version, reach out. Let me know. I'd love to work with you and help you through that. But again, whenever I come across a great resource, there's no reason to hide this from you. I would love for you to check it out and let me know what you think of it. If you listen to the audio version or you buy the hardcover, again, it's really good and I really suggest it to everyone. So that's the NPR's Podcast Startup Guide, a great resource for you and your podcast journey. And to that end, reminder, we do have our podcaster meetups, which happen on a regular basis. You can find links to it on our howtopodcast.ca website. All the information is there. My SpeakPipe is there. If you would like to leave me a voice message about your podcast or a podcast question that we can answer on the show, I would love to respond to you from your voice message on the podcast website, howtopodcast.ca. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And I would love to hear more about your show and encourage you to get your voice out there and start your podcast. Thank you for being here. Go grab your copy of the NPR Podcast Startup Guide in Audible form, audiobook, or hardcover one more time. And I hope that you enjoy it. Let me know your thoughts on it if you do buy it. I'd like to hear your thoughts. Take care. Hey, thank you for sticking all the way through to the very end. It's bittersweet that the episode is over and that we're done for this episode, but you will come back and I will come back, and you know, there's you and me, and we're one big happy family here at the How to Podcast series, far beyond being just pod pals, which is fine, but I'd much rather do life together as family here. And to that end, a reminder, as we talked earlier in other episodes as well, that we do have a meetup group, and you are invited. I would love to have you come. It's free. We do them scattered throughout our calendar, different days, different times, because we have people listening around the world, like Cuba and Warsaw, Poland. Hi, Cuba. It's amazing how we can reach the world with a podcast. So through our meetup group, what we do is we get together. It's free for you. Cost me money, but that's okay. I'm okay with that. We get together. We meet other podcasters. We talk podcasting. And it's a way to get from behind the microphone, sitting by ourselves, recording on our own, and doing community. Podcasters need community. You need to meet other podcasters. And just in a low-key, fun environment, talk podcasting. So my challenge to you in 2024 and beyond is to get into a meetup group, find other podcasters, introduce yourself, and make new friends. It's just like school all over again, grade 9. Let's meet each other and share the podcast journey. Go to howtopodcast.ca and click on all the information you'll find there around our meetups. And I'd love to have you there. Thanks for listening. Catch you on the next episode. Get out there and record your podcast. Take care.